Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la vacuna que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
So for this week's K100 talks on the topic, I sent a few topics over, and Conan and Disco chose that they wanted to speak about this, the new controversy over Dave Chappelle's Netflix special, which has been labeled as transphobic and ridiculing the trans and LGBTQ communities and more. So, and this article has been updated. Some of you might not have seen this part, but it says a day before Dave Chappelle's untitled documentary is set to screen at the Hollywood Bowl, and the comedian is expected on stage. His new Netflix special, The Closer, is generating a growing backlash over remarks about the trans and LGBTQ plus communities. Gender is a fact, Chappelle declares in the special, which debuted on the streamer Tuesday. Every human being in this room, every human being on Earth, had to pass through the legs of a woman to be on Earth, he said. This is a Deadline article, so it's a little bit left-leaning, right? Conspicuously negating C-sections, which make up about a third of all births in America alone. That is a fact, Chappelle goes on to say, before launching into an anatomy line that trans women genitalia are not quite what it is. Chappelle also supported Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling's 2020 much-criticized tweets about the transgender community and exclaimed he is Team TERF, the acronym for Trans Exclusionary Radical Feminist. Kicking off with an anti-Semitic swipe intended to outrage, Chappelle's sixth Netflix special also seeks to offer a contrast between rapper DaBaby's homophobic statements this summer and systemic racism. In our country, you can shoot and kill an N-word, but you better not hurt a gay person's feelings, the comedian said, in reference to a 2018 incident involving the rapper at a Walmart that saw another man shot and later die. After years of Chappelle using the trans and LGBTQ plus communities in his stand-up, GLAAD today drew a line in the digital sand. So here's their tweet. Dave Chappelle's brand has become synonymous with ridiculing trans people and other marginalized communities. Negative reviews and viewers loudly condemning his latest special is a message to the industry that audiences don't support platforming anti-LGBTQ diatribes, and we agree. The organization also retweeted a post from the handle going by Holy Bullies that said, I would suggest, Mr. Chappelle, that before you start on another one of your stupid routines about LGBTQ people, Google some names. Bayard Rustin, Monica Roberts, Barbara Jordan, Bessie Smith, Ma Rainey, Angela Davis, James Baldwin, Audre Lorde. Taking the St. Thomas More approach, Netflix declined comment on the controversy, and reps for Chappelle did not respond to a request for comment. However, others on Netflix Productions and working at the streamer did have a comment or two to make Wednesday. So far, Dear White People executive producer Jacqueline Moore is the most prominent figure on the streamer to speak about the controversy. Dear White People has been on Netflix for 4 seasons. Moore, now an EP, executive producer on Peacock's Queer as Folk reimagining, said in a Twitter string this evening that she would no longer work with the streamer as long as they continue to put out and profit from blatantly and dangerously transphobic content. The National Black Justice Coalition's executive director, David Johns, certainly had something to say also. The current head of the nearly 20-year-old civil rights group wants the closer taken off Netflix ASAP. Quote, it is deeply disappointing that Netflix allowed David Chappelle's lazy and hostile transphobia and homophobia to air on its platform. With 2021 on track to be the deadliest year on record for transgender people in the United States, the majority of whom are black transgender people, Netflix should know better. At the end of the closer, Chappelle, who opens the special with a not saying it to be mean, I'm saying it because it is funny quip, shifts focus kind of. I'm not telling another joke about you until we are both sure that we are laughing together, he says in a personal address to the trans and LGBTQ plus communities, noting his close friendship with now deceased transgender comedian Daphne Dorman. All I ask from your community with all humility, will you please stop punching down on my people? The closer is currently 5th on Netflix's top 10 list.
What a long, boring article.
What? It's the same all article right. I sent you guys.
That's still exactly because the one you picked out. Shorten you should have researched the topic and found a shorter version.
Shorten it up.
I will find
like,
a shorter like, one next
Christ.
Time. That's heat. You
but
can
anyway,
cut me at any time.
Start it off, Disco, because you're going to give me some lame excuse. Go ahead.
It used to be that comedians, at least the good ones and the most popular ones, were free to basically make fun of anybody and anything. Any minority, racial, it was because it was all, you know, it was all humor. Everybody understood it. So when we got the outrage culture involved, it's like, and they started infiltrating their way into the humor culture where people just want to like, you know, not worry about political correctness, just laugh at things open, like not have to suppress things they think is funny and like be able to openly laugh and people can make fun of things. When the outrage culture has infiltrated themselves into this, they're trying to erase humor from like everyday life, right? And you can plainly see it in this, right? But so now what comedians, intelligent comedians have done is guys like Chappelle and Bill Burr and stuff everything, you know, they're so over that they can tackle social issues under the guise of comedy. Like, you know, there's a lot of people that are just very confused about the way the transgender community wants everybody to treat them, right? It's like they've made up a lot of rules and a lot of issues like, hey, we're the trans, you know, and the premise of the transgender community is like people that are based, you know, it's women that think they're men. It's men that think they're women. And like, because they feel this way, like they have a set of rules now that everybody else has to conform to. And there's just a large percentage of people that are like kind of questioning that ideology, saying like, wait a second, you know, it's like, are you sure you think you're a man that thinks you're a woman? You know, there's basic questions based on their ideology that reasonable people have questions with. And the way that they react to this is often very sadistically and trying to cancel people, shut the debate down, which to me sounds very dubious. It's like, why would you not want to open debate about the subject? Instead, you're trying to shut this down and cancel and have people raised and have people shamed that are disagreeing with the way you want them to treat people to treat you.
Plus, the ironic part, Disco, about this is that they don't like to be bullied, but they have no problem bullying anybody that doesn't believe in what they say.
Continue. Absolutely. And maybe they think that because they get bullied, they get that this is acceptable behavior.
Yeah, but you're saying this to a black man, and I'll get to that in a minute.
Right. Well, go continue. Go ahead, because it's like I said, this whole issue is very problematic because it's very, you know, like, dude, you're coming to a black man now.
Right. Right.
Like, so if you want all your ideology to be part of the conversations, like that needs to be part of the conversation too, based on the rules you guys are setting up. You know, you're right. Go ahead.
Right, and it's something that always, you know, pisses me off because, you know, like that. thing I coined, that phrase I coined a few years ago, this is the continuation of the pacification of America. It's a masculation, you know, under the guise of let's get rid of toxic masculinity, which I'm for. Right. But bro, the amount of beta male simps, men transitioning into women, this new phenomenon, you know, they're very judgmental. They're angry. They're out for blood. I mean, all these new like social mores and norms put together by public opinion. You know, if you're all this over the top fake outrage, virtual signaling bullshit, you know, and it's gotten out of hand.
Every day we rise, challenging ourselves to work for what we believe in. At U.S. Border Patrol, protecting our borders is more than a job. It's a calling. Agents answer the call, working together to keep our country and communities safe. If you are ready for a new mission, join U.S. Border Patrol and go beyond. Learn more at cbp.gov/careers.
I'll give you an example. Tommy Dreamer. He made a comment, not the smartest comment to be made at the most inopportune time. And whether it was edited with malice aforethought, tremendous word for a Latino, or not, okay, how long should we kick him out of the business? Do we kick him out forever? Do we kick him out for 1 year? Do we what are the rules here? Who decides it? You know, it's the same person that decided to take Russo show off the air for a week because you put up a graph about COVID, which you got from CDC, who the government refers to for all their data. Right. And you're being so saying that you're promulgating disinformation. Who decided that? Who's behind all this bullshit? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So to me, it's like, you know, all these millennials and Z generations who probably grew up with helicopter parents who gave them all this fucking sense of entitlement. Bro, they're just more fragile than previous generations. And I can see why, because think about it. These motherfuckers, they're medicated at an early age that we weren't. They're taking Ritalin. They're taking shit for ADHD as kids.
Prozac.
You know, when I was talking to Teddy Hart, they were giving him all this shit when he was a little kid, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you look at all the kids today, and I work with a lot of young people, and so do you, Disco. Bro, they're all on Molly, microdosing LSD, mushrooms. They always have a constant buzz on, bro. They don't go overboard like we did, like we were all fucking overdosing and shit, like they learned from us, but they're so drugged up. And then you got all this social bullying on social media. We got this lady coming out on Facebook saying it's bad for women, already have low self-esteem and body conscious issues. Then they got to go on social media and it gets exacerbated by fucking, you know, like they're very fragile, but at the same time, it's like, it's our way or the highway. You know, we're just going to get right. rid of you. We're just going to cancel you, you know. And to me, all these trigger warnings, all this
Right. It's just the way the only way weak-minded people know how to fight.
Right.
Is try to use the tools to shut down the argument.
Right. And it is weak. Not only is it weak-minded people, that's the correct word. It's people that are easily offended. So right. if you are, why are you on the fucking social media? It's like if you don't like, let's say, gay porn, why would you be watching it? So if
right.
you're easily, if you're sensitive, if you don't have thick skin, if you can't, you know what I'm saying? Get the fuck off social media. That's not for you. Right. Why are you?
But they're,
you know,
staying on social media and trying to bully people into making it easy for them.
Right. And here's the worst part. We now live in an era, bro, where I don't think people's main focus isn't it? And this is, we're living this. I mean, not that I think about it, we're actually living this. The main people focus anymore isn't getting the truth or getting information that's valuable. It's just, they're more concerned with likes, views, clicks,
yes.
people getting fired. Well,
there's echo chambers out there that if you like drive a certain narrative, they're all in on giving you the likes and stuff, everything to make that movement seem like it's important.
Right.
You know, it's like there's always followings out there for any type of like anti-establishment or combative type argument. You know, if somebody says one thing, there's like, and you want to say the other, there's a bunch of people that'll chime in and like it. But it doesn't really represent a majority enough of people that it should be relevant. But it's enough that they're loud enough to make it act like they're relevant. Like, bro, like, let's be honest. You know, there's not, you can't possibly tell me that there is like a preponderance of people that would be on board with trying to teach everybody like all these like 30 new genders and stuff, everything that people have. Ridiculous. Like most people would say that's ridiculous. Let's keep more simple. But it's like, you can find enough of people to like be loud enough to make it sound like, oh wow, this is a lot of people agree with this, when it's really a very small number. You know what I'm saying? So it's like this whole thing of like, you know, like all things of blue checkmark voices in this to try to cancel Dave Chappelle.
Bro, but you know what's here's the most ironic thing to me. Here's a black man who at one mm-hmm. time their people were enslaved in this country, now being ostracized by the gay community. If anybody has right. suffered the indignities and ignorances of our country besides the fucking Native Americans or the African Americans, and now you're going to try to tell them about, give me a fucking break, bro. I mean, between right. slavery, Jim Crow, and the black code laws, I mean, those ones, you right. know, I mean, bro,
it's like your victimhood trumps his victimhood.
Right.
Like,
exactly.
Give me a break, you know?
Right. Here's another thing.
Yeah.
And here's another thing, bro. Dave Chappelle's like George Carlin, like Richard Pryor, like, so these are genius comedians speaking on behalf of the most multiracial country we've ever been in. And this is like a time machine where you can go back and watch their art and see how people dress, express themselves, their political views, their social views.
And
you're gonna get rid of that under the guise of fucking homophobia. He's making a joke. He's not saying, I'm reading that, oh, all this violence that's being perpetuated against. What fucking violence? He isn't telling people to go out there and beat your ass. He's right. fucking saying a joke.
Right. And it's grounded, but it's grounded. Here's the thing: it's grounded in truth. It's like, you know what Dave Chappelle is saying is not
right, the truth
wrong.
Hurts, right?
So what happens is like, you know what you have here, and this is why it's very problematic for the transgender community when they complain about stuff like this. Is a lot of people in the middle hear what Dave Chappelle says and say, "Hey, he's right. Why is he getting heat over this?"
Right.
And they're asking, like, you know, who is complaining about what
bro,
he said?
And these are the same motherfuckers. You know, and here are the same motherfuckers, right, that under the guise of political correctness or whatever super woke bullshit they got going on with this they, them, us, Latinx. Who the fuck right. came up with all this bullshit? I don't want to be called Latinx. Why, are we called
bro,
after Malcolm X? Are we in the nation
the funniest
of Islam?
Thing is,
yeah.
It's white liberals that have come up with all this stuff.
Yeah, what the fuck is all this?
No, seriously. White,
and Latinos
white
use it. I'm like, what?
Latinx. And the Latinos, there was a video, right, where I think that maybe the White House or the DNC put it up, or some left side or the prominent side. We're putting about, and they in the tweet, they talked about, like, this is the Latinx community, right?
Right.
Bro, and they were, like, interviewing, like, multiple people. Every single person in the video was referring to, they were all Latinos, referring to themselves as Latino. Like none right. of the Latinos in the video used the term Latinx, which is what the liberal guy right. that tweeted it, you know, tweeted Latino. Like, it's like, that, like, people are looking at that going, like, dude, like, what are you trying to do here? It's like your virtue signal. You're creating this arena of new virtue that needs to be followed. And like you know what these liberals are like these wackos like this? Is they're like virtue creators. Like they think they're creating something like Latinx is inclusive and stuff, and they have this idea, and it's like,
now why don't you talk to Latinos and see how they
exactly,
feel about it first? Yeah.
Exactly, they don't do that. They're in this right. echo chamber of virtue signaling and think it's, and they have a bunch of other white people, liberals join in, yeah, and stuff like that.
Oh, but and then, right, and the worst and part is they've, and they, and, but the worst part is they've convinced some Latinos to start using that term. You know what I'm
right.
saying?
And the funniest thing is, like, and then the next thing you get is, like, for people, like on the like, right-wingers going, what on earth are you people doing? Talking about, and then, oh, well, you're racist, you're white supremacist.
Right.
Like, and, like, you know, and it's like, no, we're
now,
just...
what the fuck are you doing? I'm asking that myself, right?
Right,
yeah.
Exactly. But go listen to the Latinos. They're asking the
right.
same things we are. What are you trying to do here? And then, and their tactic is...
Like, I'll give you an example. Studio. I'll give you an example. I always thought, what's the big fucking deal, Washington Redskins, right? It's fucking, mm-hmm. they've had it forever. They're not making fun of Indians. It ain't, you know what I'm saying? It's a symbol of,
right.
To me, it's cool. I
no,
actually
like
think
war,
it's
like,
cool,
like,
right? But wait a minute.
But,
if Native Americans are telling me we don't like it, then it's a, you know, then it doesn't matter anymore because I'm not Native American. If it is, and if they don't like it, then we shouldn't do it. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Okay, but here's the problem. Okay, and then this is my whole thing. Like, bro, I'm telling you, I think this, my argument here is absolutely the right side. Okay,
right.
The thing about the, like, the Redskins, FSU, and stuff, and thing, there's right. something very cool about the Indian culture. The Indian culture has war chants and war dances.
Right.
Okay. In sports, like, what is wrong with adopting the Indian culture of the war
right.
chants
yeah.
and war dances?
I don't see that
either.
Go
and battle against another team. And, like, that's the, that you're embracing that part of their culture. Not, you're making fun of them. It's like, you're right. not making fun of them. It's like, this is cool. You know, boom, 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 boom. Oh, like,
bro,
you're going to war like this.
In
and you're
San Diego, listen to this. In San Diego, the guy would come out on a horse for the mm-hmm. San Diego Aztecs on
yeah.
a horse, dressed as an Aztec with a flaming spear, and throw that motherfucker in the middle of the field, and the place would fucking erupt.
How
bro.
Is that making fun of them?
Right.
It's like you're embracing
right.
the culture
right.
of, like, the way they
right.
go to war.
That's,
and
right.
it's like, this is what we're doing because we're playing another team and it's combat. And it's like, and they've twisted. It's like, oh, you're making fun of the Indian. No. Let's stop that argument right in the bud, because that's absolutely not what it's doing. It's embracing
right.
Indian culture. You know, like the cool part of it, you know? So it's like, I don't know. It's just, bro,
I guess
people,
they think Redskins is a derogatory term, like spick. You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
yeah.
But Redskins, like, you know, like Redskins, like spick is it, because for example, the word Redskins comes out of people's mouth doesn't trigger anything in anybody. The word spick comes
well,
out of
maybe,
a person's
maybe
mouth.
To Native Americans it does.
But it hasn't, because we've never heard anything of this until a couple people started complaining. Then the outrage complaint culture jumped
okay,
on board.
Let me ask you, let
it,
me
you
just
know?
Say this real quick. We have quite a few people. I don't know if it's a lot, but we do have quite a few people that live on reservations and are Native Americans and have written to me before. Please chime in on this and let us know how you feel about it.
Well, in May 2016, Washington Post put out a survey. A new poll finds 9 in 10 Native Americans not offended by Redskins' name.
Then,
you
there
tell,
you go. Then why all the bullshit?
You know,
and
why.
I would even suggest that the 1 in 10, a large percentage of those aren't actually offended.
Or
because they've never really spoken about it until probably somebody asked them, are you offended? And it's like, nobody's ever, like, mentioned they'd be offended. Like, well, yeah, I am offended now that you've asked.
Now, did you see what Dave Chappelle just said, I guess, yesterday? Where he just says, fuck Twitter, fuck YouTube, fuck CNN. You know, I don't give a fuck about those people anymore. I'm just going to talk directly to my public, and, like, the place popped.
Yeah, he said, if this is what being canceled is like, I love it. he told the star-studded crowd, which included Brad Pitt and Tiffany Haddish. Let's see. Fuck Twitter, fuck NBC News, ABC News, all those stupid-ass networks. I'm not talking to them. I'm talking to you. This is real life. I don't know what to tell you, except I'm a bad motherfucker. Okay, that's somebody else. Chappelle, on the same day he was called out for transphobia, Chappelle called for a kindness conspiracy and encouraged the 18,000 people in the crowd, do something nice for someone who looks nothing like you. We have to trust one another.
And plus, Chappelle's not about hate.
Never had.
Right.
You know, yeah, right. The wrong guy, dude.
Yeah. I mean, come on. It's like, there's
right.
brother.
Wrong guy.
This
he's
is when they're
black,
arguing.
And he's not. And he's not. For hate, he's not dividing. He's always bringing us together.
You know, one of his first, you know, famous bits is back in Conan. I think we used this before. Is back when he did a bit about what it's like smoking weed with your white friend when you're black, right? So already, it's include. Oh, I'm friends with a white guy, and we smoke together. This is how it goes, you know. So everybody can identify. So he's not divisive.
Perfect analogy. Okay. It's like the people that are complaining to Dave Chappelle is like, hey, you need to be more sensitive to the transgender community. You want to say those exact same people. It's like, wait a second. You're criticizing a black man that has a very strong voice in the black community and trying to silence him.
Right.
It's like you need to be aware of that's what you're doing.
Right.
And like trying to, like, you know, like there needs to be more.
Bro, and he's so universal
side,
that his,
you know,
voice isn't just big in the black community. It's in every community. Everybody respects him.
They respect him. He's gained respect in the white community. Tremendous gain.
Latinos, so,
like,
everybody.
You can't try to shut a guy like that up. It's
right.
Like, you're going to get pushback. It's like, no. We've been behind this guy. This guy speaks truth to power a lot. You know,
right.
So it's like, dude,
it's
you
like,
want to try and shut him up?
He's a poet, bro. He's a genius.
Right.
It's like,
yeah, exactly.
It's like Conan said the name George Carlin earlier, or Disco you always mentioned prior. Those are guys that you guys kind of grew up with or whatever. when Chappelle hit, I was, you know, 17. So everyone from my generation, Chappelle's kind of our guy because that's when he hit, when we were, you know, coming of age and everything like that. So, yeah, he does have that. He's the multicultural audience. All different races respect him. I've been watching him for 20 plus years.
So, yo, this is an incendiary issue. If you got any comments, you can send them to the mailbag. And any closing thoughts, D.I.?
No, I got nothing. We talked a lot about this.
All right. Well, good topic. Good topic, Joe. And we will check you guys out on the next K100 Talks. Please don't forget to check us out at our Patreon at KONNAN.me, where you get other extra audio and videos that doesn't fit on the regular show, music segments, interviews, 5 years worth of political and social issues and wrestling and movies and burials and disco list. We got to bring the disco list next week. A lot of people have been asking about
for it. Yeah. TikTok.
Yeah.
TikTok at K100 Podcast and the YouTube channel at Keeping It 100 Official.
And also check out our boy Bill Body. Where's he at?
He's at right now. He's at Billy K100 on Twitter, as well as SGP Soccer Podcast and LockBetting.com.
Yeah, for hot news. And if you want to make some bets, he's had 8 straight years of winning bets. And anything else that we need to plug, Joe?
No, that's it. We got it.
All right. Thank you very much, Joe. Thank you very much, D.I. I'll catch you guys at the next K100 Talks. Boom.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Are you struggling to lower your bad LDL cholesterol, even though you may be taking a statin, swapping steaks for salads, and exercising while listening to this podcast? Ask your doctor if Repatha Evolocumab is right for you. With Repatha, you can dramatically reduce bad cholesterol and the risk of another heart attack while enjoying life too, because you're human. And with convenient self-administration, you can take Repatha in the comfort of your own home. Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Repatha can cause serious allergic reactions. Signs include trouble breathing or swallowing, or swelling of the face. Most common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site. Visit Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA. Talk to your doctor today about Repatha.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.